What's going on, America?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Here it is, Rob.
Gotta crank it, gotta crank
it. Here it is. Oh.
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's a franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now.
In case you forgot or fell off, I'm still hot.
In case you forgot what's going on, it is, of course, Tuesday. Rob, what is Tuesday? You know what time that is, Rob?
Talking sports for the 12th man.
Yes, sir, it is. Aha. Today is, of course, Tuesday, June 24th. Man, July is for June. I'm not ready for July yet, but June is actually flying by. And, of course, you are talking sports with the 12th man. I am Andre Peterson, joined by my fellow co-host, Mr. Robert Ford. And, man, we are excited. NBA Draft Central is what it's all about. Without further ado, I got to definitely say hello. What's up? Thank you for listening to us every Tuesday night. And I got to check in with my co-host, Mr. Rob Ford. How are you doing on this Tuesday?
Doing fantastic, man. Ready to get this party started. I'm so excited about the show tonight. We got a lot to talk about. Most of our show is going to be talking about the NBA draft tonight. So for all of our NBA college basketball junkies, this is the show for you tonight.
This is the show. I don't know. You don't sound like you hype, man. You kind of, what's up, man? You really hype, man?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm all the way in.
That's what's all about. For those who want to call in the show, tell us your thoughts, tweet us, all that fun stuff. We're going to give you the pertinent information to do so. If you want to call into the show, the number to call into the show is 424-243-9519. As well as give us your thoughts, we are on Twitter. To follow us and give us any feedback, the address is at the number 12, THMAN Sports. And we're also on Facebook. I know, Rob, we've been posting some funny stuff. I'm sure we'll get into that as well. Basically, find us on that. It's facebook.com/12thmansports, where you can find us be putting that or talking sports for the 12th man. So, as mentioned, this is a pretty big day, or we're going to be heading into this pretty big week, excuse me. The NBA draft is actually coming up on Thursday, the 27th. So, as mentioned, Mr. Rob Ford has taken a lot of time to give us his mock draft. Did you get a chance to post that, or did you post that on the Facebook page, Rob? Because I can do that most certainly, sir.
Yeah, we get, if you get an opportunity to do it, one of us will get an opportunity to do it before Thursday's night draft. I think that'll be great for our fans and our listeners to actually see it for themselves.
Good deal. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into it. I know, do you want to talk about some NBA happenings that's been going on? I know some coaches have been hired, or you want to jump right, just kind of like jump right into the draft talk here, sir?
Hey, let's get right to the draft, man. Let's not waste no time. Let's get rolling.
Oh, man. All right, so if you were under rock, Cleveland has got the number one pick in the draft, and, you know, I like how you've got them taking Nerlens Noel. Why do you think they're going to make this move, Rob? Is this something that, you know, there's some speculation in them possibly trading the pick. They already got a young team. Is this something you think is going to actually happen, Rob, or if they stay put?
Well, it's very hard to say. I know the Cleveland Cavaliers made an offer to the Portland Trail Blazers. They offered them the number one and a number 19 pick for LaMarcus Aldridge. It's reported that Portland has turned down that offer. And, I mean, I can't see why Portland would trade LaMarcus Aldridge for two players that may be role players in the NBA when LaMarcus Aldridge is an all-star. So I think Portland did the right thing by declining that offer. So Cleveland is not very sure. I don't know if there's a player worthy of being number one pick in this draft. I think there are a lot of good players in this draft, but I don't know if we have that superstar player that's worthy of being the number one pick in this draft. So that's why Cleveland has been getting on the phones, making some calls. They talked to the Bulls about Lou Alden. They talked to the Blazers about LaMarcus Aldridge. But I think ultimately if they keep the pick, it looked like it's going to be between Nerlens Noel and Lynn, the big 7-foot-1 center from Maryland. look like it's going to be between those two guys. But I'm going to say they go with Noel, even though he may not be ready to play come opening day due to his injury. But potential-wise, this guy's got a chance to be a 15-point, 12-rebound kind of guy in the NBA with a 2 or 3 block shots a night kind of guy. He can be a guy that can be an enforcer in the paint, very athletic. You know, I don't know if his offensive game will ever be a 20, 25-point score, but I think he can get to 15 points a night, 12 rebounds, and about 3 block shots and cause havoc down low with his athleticism once he's healthy.
What about Ben Mclemore?
Got long arms, too.
Yeah, Ben Mclemore, what do you think about him? I think if you're the Cavaliers, this guy has potential to be a pretty dynamic player. So what do you think about him? You know, I think he's got, like, a lot of star potential. I think he can pair him with Kyrie Irving. You know, I think this could possibly be a better opportunity for them. I mean, he's not going to bring any type of remembrance of LeBron James, but I think they need a small forward in the worst way, sir.
You talking Cleveland Cavaliers here?
The Cleveland Cavaliers, yes, sir.
Well, I mean, I think you're making a valid point as far as the small forward position is concerned. But they also need an interior presence. They also need an athletic big man in the interior. They're hoping they'll be straight on the perimeter with Kyrie Irving, Dion Waiters, and hopefully to get a small forward in the free agency. Ben McLemore is still more of a shooting guard, so they don't want a conflict with he and Waiters in the backcourt. And in my opinion, I think McLemore is the best player in the draft. Now, there are also some scouts that are concerned with McLemore. He looked like he's out of shape a little bit in a couple of his workouts. There's an opportunity here that he may slip in this draft. But in my opinion, he's still the best player in this draft. And he's your best chance to be an all-star in this draft, in my opinion. I think he's got an opportunity to be a Ray Allen-type player. Of course, a Ray Allen-type player when Ray was in his prime. Great spot-up shooter, pretty good athleticism, solid defender. And I think his ceiling is a Ray Allen-type player, which, in my opinion, he has an opportunity to be the best player in this draft.
Wow. Me like you. And like you said, you think he's the best player. Do you think he's like a star player too, man? So what do you think about that?
I think he has the potential to be an all-star player. I think out of anybody in this draft, I think he has the best chance at being an all-star kind of player. I don't know if he'll ever be a superstar, but I think he has an opportunity to be an all-star type player.
Gotcha. The number 2 pick belongs to the Orlando Magic, and like I said, he can kind of flip-flop in Mclemore or Nerlens Noel. I know we talked about Mclemore, we talked a little bit about Noel. I mean, is this kind of a good fit, you think, for, you know, lesser two evils? You know, hopefully not going to be a situation where we're picking Odin versus Kevin Durant, but I'm sure they will be thrilled if Mclemore's still sitting there, sir.
Well, I think if you're Orlando, this is a team that has a lot of needs. And so I think in their case, this is a team that just has to draft the best player available, and Mclemore is that. I think in Cleveland, you have a few pieces there in Cleveland. You got a Kyrie Irving. You got a Dion Waiters. You got an Anderson Varejao when he's healthy, a Tristan Thompson. You have some pieces on that team that you can grow with. When you look at this Orlando roster, I mean, they're lacking for talent. And they're going to have to go with the best player available. And in this case, Ben McLemore is the kind of guy that can really get them some offense, which they're, you know, definitely offense that is much needed. Jameer Nelson is fairly injury-prone at the point guard position. There are a lot of people in Orlando who would like to see them go with Trey Burke, but I think you just can't pass up on Ben McLemore here.
Gotcha. That is great, man. Like I said, so, you know, I like where your head's at with that, too. You know, best player available. They're going to stay put. I don't think we've heard any trades from them, so I think they're going to try to rebuild and try to get some talent as well. We got the Washington Wizards, and I like this pick, sir. You got Otto Porter going to the Wizards. And, you know, Otto is a situation where a small forward, you know, he's a small natural fit for the Wizards. You know, I don't know right now as far as I think he's a better defensive player at this time, but you know, Randy Whitman's the coach, kind of a perfect situation, perfect fit, I think, in this instance.
Well, this is a player that I really like, and would love to see him fall to the New Orleans Pelicans at number six, but I don't think it's going to happen. And Washington Wizards, this is a team that also has a few pieces, John Wall, Bradley Beal. Future-wise, look like they can have a very good backcourt. They got a couple of guys in the interior, although they're starting to get a little bit up in age, but I think they still have some years left in them, Nene and the Mecca Okafor. And so you look at the one position in their starting lineup they can really use as a small forward. I know they have Trevor Ariza, but I think Ariza in the long term is better coming off the bench. If you can get a guy like Otto Porter, he's got long arms, very good defender. And this is a guy that was not very highly recruited out of Missouri and that went to Georgetown. I think John Thompson III did a heck of a job with his development. He's really improved his offensive game since he's been at Georgetown. Really good defender, great slasher, runs the floor really well. And this is a guy, like I said, that I really like in this draft as well.
Robert is salivating over this guy, man. He likes him a lot. You know, I'm not sure if he likes him or if he likes Ben McLemore even more, but we'll see how it plays out. As we keep moving right along, as we're talking NBA draft, this is kind of Draft Central headquarters. We're going to keep it moving right now. Phoenix, we got Anthony Bennett going with the Suns. I think a lot of people know.
Skip Charlotte at number four, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I skip four? I'm sorry. I meant to say Alex Lynn. I apologize. I meant to go with Alex Lynn. I was looking at that, and I wanted to skip that. I apologize. Charlotte, yeah. I'm sorry, Charlotte, my Bobcat fans. I'm sure you had a season you wanted to forget. I did not mean to forget Alex Lynn. What do you think about the center here? That's kind of on me, but he's a center here. Tell us a little about this move, and I'll get excited about Anthony Bennett here. So go ahead, sir.
Well, right now I have the Bobcats going with Alex Lynn. This is also a team that really would like to really improve defensively and in the interior. Alex Lynn, this guy could go as high as number one in this draft, believe it or not. Scouts really like the way he plays defense. He moves his feet really well for his size. Very intelligent player, player from the foreign country and things like that. Scouts were really impressed with him in the interview room. Block shots, rebounds. His offensive game is showing to have a nice touch around the glass. And, you know, there are some scouts that believe he can really be an all-star center. That's, you know, we're going to wait and see. But this guy could really go up to the number one pick. Also, watch the Charlotte Bobcats. If Otto Porter falls to them at number four, Michael Jordan really likes him as well. And I hear he'll be even willing to trade Michael Keith Gilchrist if they're able to get out of Otto Porter here at number four. So that's another option. But if Porter is gone, then watch for Charlotte to take Alex Lynn here.
There's some talk that Alex Lynn is left on the board at six, that he may be a fit for the Pelicans. What do you think about that as a possibility?
Well, Alex Lynn, I mean, I think the Pelicans also like him. But I think the Pelicans also like a few other players, too. Anthony Bennett, Otto Porter, McLemore, Trey Burke, as well as Victor Oladipo. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, of that group who falls to him at the number six spot.
Now, if I apologize, now let's move on to the Phoenix Suns. I did not mean to leave you guys out. This is a nice pick. We got Anthony Bennett, and I know you got your boys taking Victor Crow real quick. But what do you think about Bennett? We talked about maybe not a well-known player, everyone out there, but very, very solid piece.
This is another player that I really like. I think he's another version of like Larry Johnson, Charles Barkley. I'm not sure if he's going to be as good as those players. This is a guy that's only about 6'7", that can just rebound the ball and just dribble the ball from coast to coast, similar to the way Charles Barkley used to do back in the day. He's got that kind of athleticism. He's 6'7", about 235, 240 pounds. He's coming off of shoulder surgery, so that's a little bit of concern there. You wish he was a little bit taller. He'd be a power forward. So he's going to be a tweener kind of player in the NBA. Some teams are going to play him at small. Somebody play him at the power forward. So it's going to be really interesting. But if you really watch him play, he's very athletic. He can get to the bucket. And he's very powerful going to the glass. And so this is a player that another player that I really like. Watch the Washington Wizards here too. I mean, they're gonna have a tough decision between Bennett and Porter. I hear they're 50-50 in their war room or who they should take at number three. So that's gonna be really interesting here. Who wins the battle in the war room between Bennett and Porter for the Wizards at number three? But I haven't gone to Phoenix at the moment.
Very nice. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I throw that in there. We're making some moves here. We're going to talk about, the New Orleans Pelicans, who are picking sixth. Victor Oladipo, maybe a little biased pick, but, looks good. Think about Mr. Victor.
Well, I tell you what we have here. We have a possible poor man's Dwayne Wade. I think he's got, but I think Dwayne Wade is a ceiling. But at worst, you're getting a very good defensive player. Oladipo is a defensive stopper. He gets in the passing lanes. Great on the ball fender as well. And very good athleticism. This guy can sky. And so it's going to be a tough decision. If the draft holds to this form at the moment, I think you're going to see the Pelicans have a tough decision between Oladipo and Trey Burke. And if you look at the Pelicans roster, I mean, they only probably set at power forward at the moment. So they got holes in a lot of positions. And so I think if you're the Pelicans here, you got to draft the best player available at any position except power forward. And so it's going to be a tough decision between Oladipo and Trey Burke. I say they go Oladipo here.
Wow. All right. Keep moving. Next, you got the Sacramento Kings, picking seven. They avoid a potential disaster with us staying put, keeping the team in Sacramento. You guys been picking the left. You got to pick in the guy who's obviously could be a shot for the Pelicans and Trey Burke. Now, this is pretty high for Trey Burke, Rob. Why do you have him going so high, sir?
Well, I don't think it's high at all. I think Trey Burke could really go as high as number two. I mean, Orlando's going to consider at the number two position. And Trey Burke is a guy that a lot of NBA scouts are really falling in love with. They fall in love with his toughness. He's got a lot of heart. He's proven that he can be a big game kind of player, as you saw in the NCAA tournament. And I think Sacramento will get a heck of a player right here to run their offense in years to come in Sacramento right here. I tell you what, if the Pelicans were able to get Trey Burke, I would love the pick as well. And I really think you're getting a really good player, by far the best point guard in this draft.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people that have compared Trey Burke as far as being a very complete player, Rob. I'm not saying he's quite a Chris Paul, but so this guy is going to be a pretty good player. So we'll see how he definitely transfers, evolves as a player, because right now we weren't sure what to expect. But he entered his name, and we'll keep it going.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd put him in a Chris Paul league, but I'll tell you a great comparison for Trey Burke. I think he'd be the same kind of player Damian Lillard was, and I think he can be a contender for Rookie of the Year as well, Trey Burke.
Okay, that's a fair comparison. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. Moving right along, we're going to go with Detroit at number eight. C.J. McCollum is the draft, is the gentleman that we have going to Detroit as we talk about our NBA Draft Central. This is pretty interesting, Rob, in this point, a little bit about CJ. This is another guy right here, like you said, that unless you're like, you're kind of following a lot of the, a lot of your college players, you may not know a lot about CJ. 6'3", point guard, shooting guard from Lehigh. Tell us a little bit more about CJ and kind of what do you feel, how he's going to definitely impact in for Detroit.
Well, I think the thing you like about CJ, he can put the ball in a hole. He's a combo guard. He's not necessarily a true point guard and not necessarily the kind of height you want as a true shooting guard either. So he's a combo guard. I think he can be a Vinny Johnson kind of player. I don't know if some of our old
the microwave. Yeah.
Remember the microwave. There you go. I think this is a guy that can come off the bench and give you 15, 16 points. I think that would be the perfect role for him. Being a six-man kind of player. This Pistons team has some talent, too. When you look at the roster, you got Greg Monroe, Andre Drummond, Brandon Knight. So there's some players there on this team. You can bring in a scorer coming off the bench. You need this in the NBA. You got to have somebody come off the bench and fill it up. I think C.J. McCollum would be the perfect role. I know a lot of people are not familiar with him being from Lehigh, but the guy can really score the basketball. He can also be a facilitator at times, but I think he's a perfect combo guard to be a six man, come off the bench and fill it up for you.
Cannot believe Robert brought back the old reference to being the Michael Johnson. That's pretty good. Nice segue. I know that's just kind of like almost too good to be true there. If they have the if they get a point guard, that's for similar Isaiah, you know, bring back the bad boys. Let's keep it going. We got Minnesota, and this is a player that we've got, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another player possibly that, you know, like you said, unless you kind of know a lot about draft picks or about the draft, you know, you may be thinking this is kind of high, but Kentavious, you know, you got him going very, I think, top 10 player, very, very good move, Rob, 6'6 shooting guard from the University of Georgia. Kind of enlighten us, yeah. He's leaving early as a sophomore. So what do you think about Kentavious?
Well, this is another guy, like, as you mentioned, that a lot of college basketball fans may not be aware of. This guy is a pure scorer. He's got long arms. He can really shoot the ball. He can get to the paint. Has a little nastiness to his game, too. And I think when you look at this T-Wolves roster, the two best players are Ricky Rubio and Kevin Love. Both might be on a little bit of the soft end, even though Love is, you know, a great rebounder and things of that nature. I think they can use somebody that can shoot the ball, that can fill it up with a little bit of nastiness to get into the paint. And I think he'd be the perfect addition for the T-Wolves.
Rob is playing GM. You got to love it. Let's keep it moving. Portland, you know, and I'm surprised that Minnesota went with there's a couple players that always seem to pick certain players, but you got Minnesota taking, Portland taking Cody Zeller. You talk about a guy that definitely made his mark in the tournament. What do you think about your boy? I'm letting Rob do all the talking here. I'm just having a good time just sitting back, kind of absorbing everything. But, you know, very, very talented player in Cody. You know, the knock maybe he may not be as physical, but what are your thoughts on Mr. Zeller?
Well, when you look at Zeller's strengths, some of his strengths are he runs the floor like a deer. He's got great athleticism, great wingspan. He's got great leaping ability. I think also when you look at Zeller, he can probably play any front court position small forward to power forward to center. When you look at Mr. Zeller's weaknesses, he's not as strong, and he doesn't have any nastiness to his game, and he can be pushed around a little bit. And so, I mean, you have to weigh your option. But I think if you're Portland, you're looking at a team, if you get a player like Zeller, you got a front line of Zeller, Aldridge, and you got a Myers Leonard. You can have a nice rotation of some big men on your roster right there if you're the Portland Trailblazers. I think that's a nice mix when you got a point guard like Lillard on the team already. And you got a couple of nice players on the wing in Nick Batum. And there's another player. I'm just drawing a blank here, but Nick Batum is the guy who I'm really thinking of here.
Yep. You got it, man. We're gonna move on. Like I said, interesting pick, Portland. You know, they're adding some pieces. Looks like like we talked about LaMarcus. You know, there's some thoughts about him getting traded. That may not go down. We'll definitely keep an eye on Portland situation. What's going on? With that option. Let's keep it moving, sir, and let's talk a little bit more about our next option in Philadelphia. I'm probably going to butcher this name, Luis Nozera. I probably butchered that, but for those of you know, keep me from the STDs. This is he's a center, Rob, a pretty big guy, a pretty big center. 7 foot, 220-pound guy from Brazil, center power forward. May not be quite ready to make it to the NBA because he's kind of a slight frame. But you know, like I said, the word is untapped potential. What do you think about this guy's game?
Well, definitely, he's a guy that could probably may not be able to come in and help the 76ers from day one, but he's a great talent. And the 76ers, of course, don't know what's going to happen with Andrew Bynum. And so this is a team that needs some athleticism in the interior and needs somebody that can come in and play. He may not be able to help them day one, but down the road, this guy's a smart player. There are a lot of Brazilians that are having success in the NBA right now. We look at Nene and Anderson Varejao, just to name a few. And so this is definitely a guy that has an opportunity to either crack the top 10. He'll go somewhere between 9 and 15 in this draft. Right now I have him going 11 to Philly.
Very nice. This is a pretty interesting player, Shabazz Muhammad. And the reason why I say this is because this dude was hyped coming into the season, or in the college basketball season, that is. He decides to leave early. I got to tell you, Rob, if he goes to OKC, game, check, match. This is a great move if this actually happens. What do you think about Shabazz? I know you may have underachieved your year, but you can't deny this guy's talent.
Well, there's no doubt about it. This guy, you know, has top five talent in his draft. He's a little bit of an enigma, is that you just wonder why he doesn't bring his A game every night. Talent-wise, he's a top five player, but is he going to work hard enough? And but he's got great potential. He's a great scorer. Yeah, actually, you know, could be that James Harden kind of player off the bench for OKC, believe it or not. So, I mean, he would be a great addition to their ball club if they're able to, you know, have him to get him to play every night.
Interesting. You know, it's interesting because I like how you talk about this untapped potential. And like you said, this is another guy that we're not really sure if there's stars out there, Rob, you know, or like a superstar. And we talk about potential. That's what it all is. It's not to trap. It's definitely – it's more of an art than it is a science, too. You never know. So this guy could have we talk about certain people that could be a superstar. This guy could actually be a superstar if he kind of hits that potential, as you said. I'm going to pause real quick, Rob, throw out a couple of numbers. We are moving very, very good through the show. And for those that want to definitely call in and give us your thoughts and all that fun stuff, I mean, this has been Draft Central. We've been flying, Rob. 424-243-9519. I can't believe we got like 3 minutes left. Can you believe we got 3 minutes left in the show already? Man.
Wow.
yeah, we're just only going through. I guess we'll finish up here. And I don't know if you want to talk about any particular certain players you want to touch base on, any sleepers as we get ready to go to the OT portion. We still got, you know, OT to talk about. But you got anyone that you want to kind of highlight, or any team specifically you want to highlight as far as anything for Draft Central?
Well, I mean – we're going to touch on this a little bit more in the OT as well. So for those of you all that's going to miss out on the rest of the draft, definitely on tomorrow, if you have your computers at lunch, click on the same link and you can listen to the rest of our coverage of the draft on our OT portion. We're going to highlight, you know, some particular individual players, maybe not the entire 30 picks, but we're going to highlight a few in our OT portion, as well as get into a couple other topics here real quick. But, you know, one guy I want to talk about here is actually the very next pick, too, before we kind of set the stage for next week, Michael Carter-Williams. This is another guy, 6'6", tall point guard, can definitely be a facilitator from the point guard position. You know, he's not Trey Burke, of course. He's not going to be the scorer that Trey Burke. He doesn't have the quickness that Trey Burke has. But he could be a nice point guard. Dallas was not very happy with Darren Collison last season. So they're looking for a point guard. Or Dallas is also looking to shop this pick, too. They want to have some cap room so they can go after a player like Dwight Howard or Chris Paul as well. So stay tuned for that with the Mavericks. They may be looking to trade this pick as well.
Gotcha. We've got about a minute and 16 seconds. Let's wrap up, talk about OT, and get ready for next week's show, Rob. I'll leave it on you, my friend.
And definitely join us again next Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific. For our friends in Hawaii, that's going to be 5 p.m. Hawaiian, Wednesday morning, 5 a.m. in Germany. Good night, people.
Good night, people. Don't forget, we are getting ready to jump to the OT portion. So as Rob mentioned, you'll listen to us whenever you are archiving the show at your desk as you're driving. That's what it's all about. I cannot believe, Rob, that we really spent that much time. It flew by. But we are definitely moving on. That's what it's all about. And as mentioned, we will keep it moving. If you don't have anything else to say, good night, people. Thank you for tuning in to our live portion of Talking Sports with the 12 Men. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and tweet us as well. A lot of love. And we'll keep moving as always. Anything you want to say, Rob, as we get ready to jump into the OT portion of our show?
Don't miss our OT portion. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We got more draft coverage.
That is what it's all about. We got about 10 seconds, so let's go ahead and jump into our next. We're going to keep moving. We have been talking about the NBA Draft Central. We've talked about Shabazz. You talked about. Did you get a chance to talk a little bit about Michael Carter Williams? Did you get a chance to kind of elaborate on that? Because we are officially into the OT portion of the show.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, we got a tall point guard here. He's not going to be the explosive kind of scorer or with the quickness that a Trey Burke has, but a solid facilitator. You know, he can see over the defense. He's going to make smart passes. He's just not going to be the scorer that Burke is.
And right now, maybe Utah doesn't need that in this instance. Or excuse me, Dallas. I mean, right now, Dallas, you know, obviously, you know, the word on the street that Nowinski is couldn't get up there, but you know, he's probably somebody to come in there and kind of like right the ship. I think it may be a good fit for what Dallas has going on right now. Moving right along, my friend, let's talk about Utah. And you've got Utah actually taking Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder, this is we've got opportunities for you know, we have some international players kind of making their way. Dennis Schroeder, looks like he's a 6'2 point guard from Germany. Woohoo! What do you think about this move, sir?
Well, actually, you know, this is another guy that can be a real sleeper in this draft, too. A lot of talent, a lot of potential, sees the floor real well. He's a little thin. He's going to have to get a little bit stronger for the NBA game. That's the downside. But, you know, talent-wise, if he can add some muscle, he can go back and do a redraft 3-4 years from now. This is a guy that could be a top-10 player. So Utah could use a facilitator here. I know they have Al Jefferson and Paul Millsap, both, I believe, are free agents. So they're going to need to keep both those guys in order for them to be really competing and also to get a point guard like a Schroeder to kind of come in and help them too.
Very nice. We like it. Rob is picking some good picks. Milwaukee, number 15, you guys have taken Steve Adams, Mr. Steve Adams. I'm kind of digging deep here because people may not know who Steve Adams is. Just to set the stage about Mr. Adams, he is the 7-foot center from Pittsburgh. Let's elaborate on him, sir.
Well, the one thing about Adams, you know, he's about 7 feet tall. He's got a wingspan of somebody 7'5", so you know he's going to be a threat with shot blocking. And there were a lot of questions about why he came out early. But actually, he's been very impressive in all the workouts. And so this is a guy that really has worked himself up to being the mid-first round, the lottery kind of selection. You can't teach 7 feet. And so so you're definitely going to see him somewhere around this pick. And I think he will be a great fit for Milwaukee. Milwaukee, of course, a little concerned about Monte Ellis opting out. And they're hoping to keep him and Brandon Jennings together.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, you know, I know that Ellis has opted out. Jennings, maybe there's some rumblings here. So, Zach, man, I know you've been trying to figure out what's going on. So we'll see how that actually transpires as well. If not, you know, maybe you're adding some pieces to help you for the future. I apologize. I made fun of our next person with the Boston Celtics. A lot of word on the street here. They've been doing like a lot of stuff in the news, Rob. Kevin Garnett, supposedly, we'll see if he stays. Paul Pierce, you know, we'll see. Rondo and Jeff Green may end up being the face of the organization. You got them taking Kelly, what's his last name, Olynyk, if you will?
Olynyk.
Olynyk. I'm not going to make fun of him. I know I talked about she was very happy last time. 7-foot center from Gonzaga. What do you think about Kelly Olynyk?
Well, he's a guy that can score the basketball, that's for sure. Now, his weakness is his toughness. You know, some scouts believe he's going to be tough. I mean, I'm sorry, not tough, soft, and not tough enough to battle in the paint. But he's probably going to be a guy that's going to step outside and hit that 10-15-footer that can be a scoring option for you. But he's going to have to toughen up to be a solid defender there in Boston.
We like it. We like it. Oh, snap. It's my favorite time. The Atlanta pick. Atlanta got 2 picks back-to-back, Rob Ford. You know, so Danny Ferry, new on the job. We've got Coach Budenholzer from the San Antonio staff. So, yeah, Very interesting who our pick is. You got another international player, Sergei Karasev, I want to say, from Russia.
Yeah.
This is a 6'7", what is he, small forward shooting guard, which, you know, tell me.
Small forward, national position.
Small forward, yeah, probably best. Now, I'm a Hawks fan. You know, we don't have a lot of players right now. Why would this be a good fit for who we are right now?
Well, what you like about him, he may be the foreign player that's the most ready to come in and play right away. And does he have the most upside? He may not have the most upside, but he's the one that has he's the one that can come in and play right away. One of the best shooters, if not the best shooter in this draft.
So he can come in, like, in training camp and come in and play this year, Rob? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, absolutely. He's the most ready foreign player in this draft. He's a sharp shooter. He can shoot the lights out. He can come in the game and shoot the lights out right away. He's definitely a sharp shooter. He may not be the best defender, but he's a smart player, a good passer. Can really shoot the ball. Like I said, he's the most ready player of any foreigner. Like I said, he may not have the most upside of the foreigners, but he's the most ready to come in and play right away.
Got it. Next player, I actually like this player, obviously, in ACC country, Shane Larkin. You know, you got the point guard from Miami. This guy was just clutch hitting big shot after big shot. You know, if we don't get away to land Chris Paul, which looks like that may not actually happen with the signing of Doc Rivers going to the Clippers. Same thing I'm going to ask you as well as far as what do you think about this guy coming in and making an impact? I know there's some talk about Jeff Teague. Is he better than Jeff Teague? What do you think about Shane Larkin, sir, since you kind of made this draft here?
Well, what happens, I think Jeff Teague is really a combo guard. I don't think he's a true point guard. I think Jeff Teague is a great player to have on your team coming off the bench that can really come in and put you 12, 13 points on the board. But I think what you like about Shane Larkin is you get a guy that can really be a true point guard on your team that can run our offense in crucial situations. He's got great leadership ability. He's a great facilitator, and he can knock down clutch shots if you need him to.
The only problem is that he may be a little short at 5'11", Rob. But, you know, I guess we'll see how it plays out for sure.
Well, you know, you're not going in the top five. I think right here at this pick, you're getting great value. Like I said, he's got great leadership, and he's going to also be a great facilitator for your offense. And you can't measure a man's heart either.
I love it. That's a true statement. You definitely can't measure heart. You know, DJ Augustine, Jordan Farmar is kind of the comparison. I hope he's going to be a little bit better than those players, but we'll definitely keep an eye on everything as far as whatever. But we'll see. Let's talk about we're going to keep it moving here. Cleveland, they come back around. You've got them at 19 taking Tony Mitchell. Tony Mitchell is another draft cat. Here, I'm going to set the stage as far as his title. I've got like five different screens open here, Rob. I can't wait to hear our next guy as well, too, after Tony Mitchell. But tell us a little about Tim and why do you think this fits for Cleveland? They would have already supposedly taken Nerlens Noel. So now you come back around and you're getting the opportunity to take Tony Mitchell. Tell us a little about Mr. Tony.
Well, I think what you're getting Tony Mitchell here is a very underrated player. He kind of dropped off a little bit from his sophomore, junior to senior year, which was kind of surprising. But he's a 6'9 athlete that can really play both forward positions. Played at North Texas, so he was a little unheralded. You know, not a lot of attention at North Texas. He had a coaching change from his junior to senior year, so that could have been a part of the reason for his drop off. Johnny Jones left North Texas to go to LSU. And Tony Mitchell's production dropped off. What you're really getting here is one of the better athletes in the draft with some good size that can play either forward position. And I think he can be a great addition to anybody's team to come off the bench and play right away.
Gotcha. We're moving right along. NBA Draft Central is what we do. It's what we do, baby. We're having fun. Chicago, they have this is a guy that I thought the Hawks were targeting, too. I'm definitely going to butcher this, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I probably butchered that, but that's okay. Keep moving. This guy is a 6'9 small forward from Greece. I keep hearing words that are thrown around, Rob, about a mini Kevin Durant. Is this pretty accurate? 7'3" wingspan. What do you think about this cat? I mean, you know, this is another guy that I thought the Hawks were going to be targeting, honestly.
Well, I tell you what, I'll tell you who I really would compare him to is Magic Johnson. Yeah, he can handle the basketball. He's a great passer. I mean, this guy can be a point guard at 6'9". He's really that kind of a facilitator. He can be a point guard, shooting guard, or small forward. So he's a very versatile player with great size, great length, a lot of upside with this kid. And so it's just a matter of where a team is going to be willing to take him. And but this kid has some great upside, great potential. Like I said, he can be a 6'9 point guard if you want him.
Good deal. We got about 5 minutes left. Another player that I thought the Hawks were targeting, tell about the Hawks. I'm a little biased here. Jamal Franklin. Jamal Franklin was another interesting cat. I know he's been, I think he's been getting over an injury. But from what I hear, that he's been making a pretty good impression on a lot of the scouts. Shooting guard, small forward from San Diego State, 6'5". Maybe a prototypical point guard in this instance. Jamal, definitely a scorer. Tell me a little bit more what you think about this guy.
Well, I think this is another player that I like, too. It's just, you know, some scouts have him going as high as number 10. I think he's going to go somewhere between 10 and 25 here. He's a great shooter. He's a great athlete. Can run the floor. Good athleticism. He can be a steal in this draft. You know, I don't want to say he's going to be a Paul. Paul George went number 10, but Paul George had a little bit more length to him. But he can be a poor man's Paul George here.
Gotcha. That's a pretty good comparison, Rob. We're going to keep moving. We've got another guy that actually came in for a workout for the Brooklyn Nets, Gordon Dieng. I probably butchered that. Please forgive me. What do you think about this center from Louisville? What do you think about this guy?
Well, I think what you have for Brooklyn is you got a player in Brook Lopez who's one of the better offensive centers in the league, but he's not that great defensively and doesn't have a lot of toughness. So if you get a guy like Dieng that you can put next to Lopez, you add some interior presence defensively that can block shots and add some more physicality to your team, and that's what Brooklyn was lacking. That's what they were lacking in a playoff series against the Bulls. The Bulls were just a tougher team. And you hope Dieng could bring you a little bit more toughness to your defense.
Gotcha. We'll see how it plays out. Robinson, you're doing a fantastic job, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to break down the mock draft. Moving right along, Indiana, Tim Hardaway Jr., why do you like this pick? And just talk a little bit more as we elaborate.
Well, you know, there's some questions about what Indiana is going to do with Danny Granger this offseason. Obviously, the Pacers went all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals without him. They went a little bit further without him than they did with him last year. So there's some question marks here where you can bring in a guy like Tim Hardaway Jr. who can play the shooting guard position along with Lance Stephenson. You can possibly move Danny Granger and possibly get something else here. So you still have a couple of wings on your roster. They lack a little bit of depth there with Granger being out. But now with a guy like Hardaway Jr., as well as Lance Stephenson, you may be able to get by and still challenge Miami in the Eastern Conference.
Wow. We got about 2 minutes left in the show, Rob. I like where you're going with this, too. And I do want to talk about the next pick, Mason Plumlee. How do you think he's going to translate in the NBA? And I'll let you have the last say as we get ready to talk about next week and we get ready to set up the show.
Well, the thing I like about Mason Plumlee is that I think offensively he's there. He's ready to play in the NBA. Defensively is where he's going to prove. He's going to get tougher. He's going to get a little stronger. He can't keep 7 feet, but he's a seven-footer that has some offensive game and some athleticism. Just going to have to work on his game defensively. He's going to have to be a better rebounder to play at the next level, too. But the
Knicks
can definitely use some height. They've been playing Carmelo Anthony in power forward way too much, so they can definitely need some more interior strength.
Gotcha. Let's wrap up the show. Get ready for next week. Got about a minute left, sir.
That's about it, people. I hope you guys enjoyed this NBA draft coverage. Join us next Tuesday night, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific, and 5 p.m. Hawaiian. You don't want to miss our show next week. We're going to do a draft recap. and then kind of get to NBA free agency and start previewing the NFL season. We have our Super Bowl predictions next week.
Wow, that is what it's all about. As always, we thank everyone for tuning in to this special edition of Talking Sports 12 Fans. We are focused on the NBA. We are going to recap that next week, as Rob said. So it's going to be exciting, man. Next week we're going to have a lot to talk about, a lot of coaching moves. I didn't